Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Goodness gracious, do you believe it? It is already just about halfway through the month of March, and spring is coming next week, praise the Lord, as far as I'm concerned anyway. And I know we don't have winter as bad as some places, but it's been kind of, I would say, unusually cold winter for us here in Central Florida. But in any case, you know, I'm just looking to get back to the lightweight, comfortable clothes and, you know, a little more sunshine and a little more springtime and outdoor activities. So, but thanks for being with us today. So it is the second Monday of the month here on G's Power Hour, and that means we are doing, I was calling our hair care hotline, but we're going to try to expand a little bit at some point and do a little bit more. But we're going to do a makeover Monday, but we're always going to feature Ms. Candace Thomas of Be Lavish Salons in SoDo, South Downtown Orlando. Candace, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. And truly, how are you doing? Because you've got baby on board or coming. So how are you feeling? What are you experiencing right now?
I'm feeling okay.
Go ahead.
We're not in the stage of, like, I'm tired of it yet.
Okay.
I feel like later I probably would have a different tune. So right now we're doing okay. She's doing great. So yeah, we're doing good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. So the last time I visited you, there were some changes. Looked like I was backsliding a little bit, probably a lot. You know, nothing coming out a lot at the root, more so like we were seeing some thinning at the ends, and that's still continuing, unfortunately. Could be a lot of things, could be that I'm back swimming more or whatever, but one thing I'm noticing and I wanted to ask you about, because we haven't really talked about it a lot, is tangling. Now, you know, I have a relaxer, but I am noticing a lot more tangling, a lot more knots at the end. I mean, serious issues with that lately. And I wanted to ask you to address that, please, what you think it might be.
So, okay, a lot of the time our tangling happens for a couple of reasons. So one of the ways that our hair tangles is if we aren't sleeping on a satin or using a satin silk pillowcase, because then the type of material that we might be sleeping on going back and forth can cause a knotting in our hair. I know if you have really, really curly hair, you can experience more tangling or knots in the hair versus straighter hair, but it can happen regardless on all hair texture. And the second thing that can cause tangling is our headrest on our car. So if you have a cloth headrest on your car, that can cause some tingling, because we don't realize that we're going back and forth on our back of our head. And then you have like a little bit of a, I call it like a Charlotte's Web of a mess. and the back of the head. Third thing that can also cause tingling, we don't realize can cause tingling, especially us coming out of this winter season, is if we're wearing hats, like our knit hat or the hats that kind of keeps our hair warm, head warm, that can cause tingling. So it's a bunch of other ways, things that can cause tingling that we don't realize it.
Okay, so I think I got the car part covered because I think you and I talked about that a while ago where the car that I currently have, some of the material was kind of catching not only my hair, but even my husband's short hair, he was noticing it. And so I put one of my nice-looking nightcaps over the headrest. So I don't think it's that because the headrest is covered with the nightcap that would normally protect my hair anyway. Yeah, the sleeping with the pillowcases might be an issue. I'll have to check into it because I try to cover my head, but I get a little bit warm in the evening at night or whatever, or it gets a little bit uncomfortable and I find myself kind of halfway through pulling it off. So that could be an issue. But I wanted to ask you too about products. You have a lot of products that say prevent tangling or detangles or whatever the case may be. So are there any particular products that actually help in an event that we're doing all that we're supposed to be doing but we're still experiencing issues?
Not necessarily. So, okay, most of the products you see out there are detanglers. So it detangles your hair when you're brushing it out. Now, to keep it from tangling, a lot of that is your hair texture, right? So if you have baby mm-hmm. fine hair and the wind is blowing, you know, oh so lightly or fast, then you're going to experience some tingling because of the type of hair texture you have, right? And that's a constant mm-hmm. problem. It's not a product that's going to keep it from tingling. So that might have to be where you might have to do it as a protective style for the moment. And then mm-hmm. Maybe try again at a different season. Maybe you are a part season type person, maybe like meaning that you can't do your hair in the springtime because it's windy, you know, because, you know, April is windy. That's when you fly most of the kites. You know, that's what they say in March and April. So maybe you might want to do a protective style on those months particularly. And then when it gets to the heat, the prime time of the summer where it's not so mm-hmm. windy, you probably can wear your natural hair. So just kind of have to look at your particular hair texture, what's going on in the moment, what your habits are in order to keep it from tingling. Because there's really nothing out there that's going to keep it from tingling. Detanglers is just to help you comb it out.
So nothing necessarily preventative, but when it happens, then there are products out there that will help you kind of, I guess, reduce maybe some of the breakage when you're trying to detangle it?
Correct.
Okay. And then I guess also, if you're noticing that issue, is it better to start, let's say, combing or whatever at the ends of the hair first versus starting closer to the root or scalp?
It's better to work your way up, so from down to up versus, okay. you know, up to down. So it's always better to work up when it comes to any kind of knot. Have you ever tried to untangle a necklace and
mm-hmm.
You're trying to get that tangling out of that necklace? So you're working your way up in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's best to do.
Okay. All right. Speaking of hair texture, I came across this, oh, goodness gracious, and I think I lost it. But I came across an article, about something called uncombable hair syndrome. Have you heard of that?
Yes. So I've heard of it on a couple of, like, Extra Inside Edition type shows where some of the techs, they look like, you know, Wild Woman type hair texture, right? And it's unmanageable type of hair. So have I experienced it personally? No, I haven't, but yeah, I have heard of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking at this article, and it had this little boy, he's 16 months old, blonde hair, his hair, straight up. They say it can't be combed flat or whatever. According to this article, and it was interesting. It was in Yahoo Sports. I don't know why, but they said after talking to a pediatrician and being sent to a specialist at Emory Hospital in Atlanta, confirmed that he has this rare genetic condition that only has about 100 confirmed cases, which is interesting. It's not, supposedly, according to this, not a dangerous disease, but it's rare, less than 1 out of 1 million people that have it. And it talks about, I guess, how the hair grows, and I was thinking about what you've talked about before, about how the hair comes out in more of a spiral, you know, and this says his comes out, I guess if you have to look at it in a microscope or whatever, I guess like a triangle type of shape, which is interesting. But
yeah, very interesting.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, you know, I guess, is that a person or a candidate that can, do you do something like, in order to tame the hair, do you do something like a relaxer for something like that? Or is it something that basically you would be doing more harm than good with maybe a relaxer and just trying to maybe do something, kind of accommodate how the hair grows, maybe a certain type of cut or something?
Honestly, if he's a boy, he'll have to wear a short haircut around his mom. I wouldn't do a keep his hair long. Now we're talking about little girls. I wouldn't know unless I experienced it. Like, I never really put hands in someone's hair about that condition, so I don't really know what would be the best route for that. You know what I mean? So, like I said, if it's a boy, he would have, like, a low fade, and we'll keep it that way, right?
Right.
With a girl, I can't really tell you what I would do.
Right.
And here's the thing about it,
uh-huh.
You know, because I remember as a kid going to the dermatologist for issues with my scalp, and the dermatologist would be dermatologist that doesn't understand curly hair. Let me say it that way.
Okay.
Severely curly hair, so you understand what I'm getting at. They don't understand hair products. So when my mom would say, well, we need to use this to kind of tame her hair, she'll say, well, stop using it. And so then she's like, well, how am I going to get a comb through it, you know, if I can't use these products? And their dogs will be like, well, cut it off. Right? And so I think, too, sometimes there's a disconnect with the medical field and hair.
Yeah.
And hair texture. Let me say it that way. There's a disconnect with hair textures in the medical field and dermatologists when it comes to certain texture. Now, I'm not going to say ethnicity background because nowadays it doesn't matter what your background is. You can still have the same texture as the next person, right? So there's a disconnect there. So, like, I get what the medical article is saying and what some of the news broadcasts about this condition have been saying, you know, but then has this particular hair texture happened in other cultures and has it been tameable? That's the question of the day. Okay. Is where I'm at. Because most of these kids who are having these issues have blonde hair and are from a certain background, right?
Because
I think this is one of the things that's been coming out during Black History Month about how parents of other ethnicity that are getting kids or having biracial kids, how they don't know how to manage their hair, or they just call it, you know, if we do anything to your hair gets puffy, unmanageable because it's not straight or it's not silky naturally. So they don't know some of the process or understand some of the processes of taming the hair and what you have to do to get it to where it works out for you. So that's just my take on it.
Now, and I think probably if you're younger, like a child with this type of hair, it would probably be harder to kind of decide what to do or to manage. I guess there's certain styles you could do or hair accessories that you could use. As an older person, though, I would think you might be able to get away with doing like a shorter style and then accessorizing with earrings and makeup and everything. You know, I mean, a lot of women, and I want to say, especially after Black Panther, I think a lot of women decided to go short to bald and just decided to accessorize themselves with jewelry and makeup. So, you know, coming to terms with something like that, I think these days might be a little easier if you're able to get creative with it, you know?
So. Yeah, and it's just kind of doing a quick research on it while we're talking about it. It affects basically what they're calling is uncombable hair, right?
Right.
So basically hair won't lay flat. It's not that they can't comb it. It won't lay. My hair don't lay flat.
Yeah.
So technically.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of us that are naturally our hair doesn't lay flat, but there are those that may be used to, you know, dealing with children or teens or whatever, or used to, I guess, dealing with flatter hair that aren't. And so, you know, when you come across something like this, you kind of want to say, well, you know, what do I do? How do I handle this and stuff like that? So, but anyway, we're going to take.
Go ahead.
No, you're going to say?
They're just going to have to bring their children to me and we'll work it out.
That's so true. That's so true. We have Candace Thomas here of Be Lavish Salons in SoTo, South Downtown Orlando. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. If you have questions, the number is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back. Does it appear the long arm of the law is working against you instead of for you? Whom do you call when the boys in blue are pursuing you? When the wrong person behind bars may end up being you? With over 40 years combined legal expertise, Anderson & Welch bring to bear a smart, sound, sensible defense of those caught in what may be the unrelenting grip of the legal system. Turn to Anderson & Welch first to get ahead of trouble, not fall into it, by calling 561-832-3386. That's 561-832-3386. That's Anderson & Welch Law Firm online at andersonandwelch.com. Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We've been talking a little bit about what they call uncombable hair syndrome, the article I came across, and I did post on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. But now I kind of want to go, I guess, from that to talking a little bit about products that they say can save your thinning hair. And I just really want to bottom line that? Is it does it actually save your thinning hair, or just make it look fuller? Are there really products that can save your thinning hair?
There's some products that can help the situation, but if you're having a genetic issue, let's put this disclaimer out there, right? If you are having a genetic issue, if you're dealing with alopecia issues, I don't want to say this will save your hair, right? Because that's something that's under the dermis level in the skin, on the scalp. So that's something totally different. If you're aging,
mm-hmm.
that is something that is necessarily not going to help it. If you're stressing, that is something that's not, this is not going to help it. If you're taking
unless
medication.
Unless you stop stressing.
Right. If you're taking medication, that can cause thinning issues with your hair, you know, this is something that's not going to help it. So here's the deafening hair, okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm. So some of the products that's probably on the market, yes, does make your hair feel fuller, number one. So it feels fuller. So it gives you the illusion that your thin hair, the actual hair follicle itself, the shaft of the hair is a little bit more plumper, so it's a little bit more fuller than working with your hair before. And then some of the regrowth, it helps in a sense of like may stimulate if you are that person that was having that stress issue, okay? Or you're a new mom, because I'm going to experience this. I experienced this before. I'm already mentally prepared for it. When you are a new mom, you're going to that postpartum stage, and we're losing hair, right?
What you do,
because that's something that naturally happens, because we grow all kinds of hair everywhere, okay? So we're losing hair. it's going to naturally happen, so I know that's going to be an issue for me next year this time, right? The thinning hair shampoo will help me, in a sense, I guess, go through that stage a lot faster. So if you're experiencing that, if you're experiencing those types of issues with your hair, then yes, the thinning shampoo should work for you, right? So if you're that young mom, and she just grew all this hair, and you had a pretty nice head of hair pre-pregnancy, and then after the baby comes out and then things go crazy, right, you're going to lose that mm-hmm. hair. So it's going to take about 6 months to lose all that beautiful hair that you grew. Then it's going to take another 6 months for you to see the difference, because I've seen it with my clients and I've seen it with myself. So, yes, the thinning shampoo should work. If you're that person that's been stressing, you've been in medical school 12 years, whatever the case may be, you're just done, now you're just working, or – you know, now you're out, your kids out of toddler stage. They're a little bit more manageable, okay? Life at home is a lot easier. Then the thinning shampoo to help regrow your hair does work. Out of all of the ones that is on this list, the ones that I do know and have worked with before in the past is the Nioxin,
mm-hmm.
Which I have seen some pretty good outcomes with the Nioxin system and the OGX. I can't necessarily say I have seen some good outcome, because it's not something I've worked with a lot, Nioxin.
Mm-hmm.
The Nioxin has been out on the market for a long time, okay? It's been out on the market like at least a good 7 years to my knowledge. And so people who use the systems, the three-step system, shampoo, conditioner, and the revitalizers, serum that goes on the scalp, I have seen results of it. So one thing about using a system like this, Rogaine, Aveda, Zavanti, all that, once you stop using the system, keep in mind, guys, you stop using it, then you lose it. I don't understand why it's that way. But it is.
Yeah.
This
article that I came across, I guess off of bestlifeonline.com, and then I did post on G's Power Hour Facebook page. It one of the things it talks about looking for products that feature natural growth-stimulating ingredients like aloe, biotin, vitamin E, keratin, amino acids, hydrolyzed protein, in addition to rosemary, peppermint, castor, and grapeseed oil. Now, we know that biotin is kind of a big deal. A lot of products with it for hair, skin, and nails. But also, too, one of the things that I came across is that you have to watch biotin when you're taking certain types of labs because it'll throw your labs off. I just wanted to mention that. Like anytime I have to go and do labs for my thyroid, they suggest that at least five days ahead of time to just don't take the biotin because it's gonna throw the labs all off. What do you know about any of these natural growth stimulating products or herbs or chemicals, whatever?
Well, I've always been a fan of peppermint, rosemary, grapeseed oil. Always have been a fan. So you guys have been following the Gretchen's Power Hour and it's been coming every second Monday. You've probably heard me say that. So I've always been a fan of oils. That's just one of my good lake things. Castor oil, yes, I've been a fan of because castor oil is a good carrier oil for all these other oils that they mentioned. So I have been a fan of these oils. As far as regrowth, probably because I use it so often, I can't tell if it's one of those things that's working or not because I use them on a pretty regular basis. So I probably would put it in my hair maybe once a week and once every 2 weeks, right? Vitamin E is a good source to have because vitamin E is something that helps regenerates any kind of hair follicle in skin and nails, okay? So sometimes if you're using vitamin E, or ingesting, doing a supplement of vitamin E. You might not notice it in your hair, but you will notice it in your skin and nails, okay? Because it all runs together. Biotin, of course, we talked about. Keratin and amino acids is one of those things that I'm on the fence of sometimes because of how they use the keratin product and how they use amino acids. So keratin is one of those things that use too much, it helps you. And we never know how much is too much. So protein type treatments, keratin treatments, if we used to, like you start using it, you're going to be like, oh my God, I love it. My hair feels great. You're going to see some results. Then we overuse these type of products, right? These type of systems. So then it harms you because now you're putting too much protein in the hair on the skin. So then it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. And then you're going to see what the adverse effects of what was happening prior to you using it, okay? So that is one of those, like, consumer things that we get into. Like, yes, they're beneficial, but it's one of those things you can cross the line real finely, and then you can realize, oh, man, like, this is not working out. Now you're going to go to your stylist or your dermatologist and be like, hey, you told me to use this keratin stuff. It's not working. Well, are you using what I told you to use or using more? Like, that's one of those, like, gray areas with those products. But when it comes to oils, I am a fan of essential oils, oils in the hair, oils on the skin, because of the beneficial of these particular oils. So, yes.
So my question would be, one of the thoughts I had, you know, so you don't want a risk of overdoing it. Could you do something like a hot oil type of treatment with one of these products prior to shampooing? That way, the excess is being removed, you know, but would you still get the benefit?
Well, yes. So that's how I use my oils. So that's how I would definitely tell consumers to use it. Because then that way it goes across all hair textures. Even if your hair is straight and you're that 1A person or it's slick straight and it doesn't even curl or curl, right, you can still use these oils when it comes to a hot oil, like during a hot oil treatment. I don't like using peppermint oil on my scalp and letting it sit because it irritates the scalp over time. So peppermint oil and tea tree oil irritates can't irritate your scalp if it's left on too long. And if it's too much, if you're the one that's pre-mixing it yourself and the ratio is off, if you're doing like a 1-to-1 ratio, which I do not recommend, guys, it will irritate your scalp. And maybe it's just me. I have a sensitive scalp, so let me put it out there. So for all of our sensitive scalpers, it will irritate it, okay? So I like to kind of get it on and get it off. Same thing with rosemary. It can kind of be a little bit of an invigorating type feeling. So I don't want to be put it on my head. Well, then I go work out, and I'm opening up the pores, right? And then I'm like, God, why is my head itching? It's like burning. Well, I just put this peppermint rosemary blend in my hair, okay? So then if you're using oils like peppermint, rosemary, tea tree, stuff like that, with your carrier oil like castor oil, then I would definitely recommend you doing a hot oil treatment, something that's like, you know, nothing more than 15 minutes, and then going through and washing it off. Grapeseed does not give you that effect. And because mm-hmm. now grapeseed is manufactured in a larger quantity, grapeseed has now can turn into a nice carrier oil for some of these other oils, right? So grapeseed, you can put on your scalp anytime or, you know, on your hair anytime, and it won't give you that invigorating, tingling feeling on your scalp. Like peppermint, definitely tea tree. Rosemary, not so much for me, yes, because rosemary and peppermint mixes well together. They're like best friends. So, like, if you're going to use rosemary, you have to use peppermint. Well, you don't have to, but heavily recommended using peppermint with rosemary. They're best friends. So that's just my take on it. So if you're going to do it, definitely do it hot oil-wise. If you're trying to do something where you're, like, if you're going to wash your hair the next day or something like that, maybe. But, you know, if you're using those three oils, I definitely, definitely would recommend a hot oil treatment versus just putting it in your hair.
I want to continue with this on the other side of the break because I want to ask you, there are certain products that have warnings for people, you know, like you who are pregnant in terms of whether or not to use it, you know, it may cause problems. So I want to ask you some questions about that when we come back. We're here with Candace Thomas. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. And we are here with our hair care hotline extraordinaire guru, Candace Thomas of Be Lavish Salons in SoTo, South Downtown Orlando, off of Orange Avenue near Target and TJ Maxx. The number, if you have questions for Candace, is 516-387-1944. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about hair thinning and hair, I guess, stimulating, you know, some regrowth. What I wanted to ask you is there are certain products that have these really strict warnings about who should engage with them, particularly pregnant women. Can you talk about them and why they're so dangerous?
Okay, so the reason why some of these products can be dangerous is some of the stuff that's in them. I know skincare more so than hair care products is looked at worse than anything. Is is sometimes it's the toxins that are put in it. So, like, let's talk about hair products here. Like, so let's talk about the Brazilian blowouts. I can't even administer them anymore right now because I'm pregnant. It's really the steam that comes out of those keratins. It's not the product itself going on the skin. It's the fume that is getting burnt off while using the product, okay?
Okay.
So that's what causes it to be a little bit on the cautious side, right? Because now I'm breathing this in, and then it could definitely pass through the placenta, which is the baby's, you know, nutrients while they're in the womb. So that's why some products can be dangerous, is because of how it can pass through your system and how it could affect your baby, or even to the point of certain conditions. So that's why they err on the caution of, like, hair coloring, certain hair coloring. It's the developer that's in the hair color, which is the hydrogen. I'm going to put my tongue. But it's the developer that we use to process the color. That's not good for you or the baby. Same thing when it comes to what's another one that's not recommending that, like bleaching your hair, right? So your color, because I literally, you know, I did this really beautiful color on this girl the other day. I was like, oh, I wanted to do it, but you know, the process I went to give her this color was a lot. So I know for a fact that if I was to do this on myself, I wouldn't be able to do it. Now, I can do a demi color. I can do a rinse without a problem, right? But how much color will I be able to, will it be worth it to me? Not really, because my hair is already dark. So, you know, unless I'm going to blue black, then okay, let's do it. But do I want blue black? And I know my hair is going to thin, I would want a lighter color knowing that my hair is thinning, right? So that's just something, consideration. Hey, talk to your doctor first. And I wouldn't necessarily say your dermatologist. I would say your OB doctor, because they have a list of stuff that you can and cannot do when it comes to shampoos and conditioners and what to look for in your shampoo, conditioner, hair products, servicing, chemical service, stuff like that. A, B, and talk to your hairdresser with this list, okay? Hey, this is, I'm pregnant now, or I have this, I'm gluten intolerant. That's another one, because there's a lot of wheat products in products now. So if you're, you have celiac disease, so you might want to talk to your hairdresser. Hey, I thought I had celiac disease. Can I use this? Then your hairdresser is going to look it up. Like, let me see if we can still... But we can and cannot use in here today, you know, or, hey, we might have to reschedule your appointment since you finally have celiac disease. So those are the main ones I've come in contact with people. If they're pregnant, they have celiac disease. If they're, what's another one that we have to be careful? If they have heart issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're concerned with certain agents when it comes to their hair products. So you just kind of have to have that open conversation with your hairstylist. A, OB first, or your doctor first. They have a list. I know my doctor, you know, when I told her I do hair, well, here's a list. Do you wear gloves? I said, yes. Here's a list of things that you can and cannot do. If I'm going to do a Brazilian blow, I have to wear an N95 mask inside the salon, you know. So I really
It's not worth it. Not right now, no. And I did come across, actually, and it's an article that's a couple years old. It was on MarthaStewart.com, but still it was applicable. It talks about 6 autoimmune diseases that cause hair loss. I'm in this category, unfortunately. But one is lupus.
Right.
Another is alopecia areata, I guess, areata. That's the second one. Graves' disease, which I'm in that category, Hashimoto's, which is, you know, both of those, Graves and Hashimoto's, affect the thyroid glands. Psoriasis is another one. And the last are Crohn's disease and inflammatory bowel disease. So Those are in that category. And like I said, I did post that article because it's still relevant on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. But those are some of the diseases that they talk about that can affect hair loss, can cause hair loss. So I mean, like Candace said, the best thing to do is to, you know, talk to your doctor first, you know, just your regular old doctor, and then, you know, go from there. I always say, if you're not getting the answers, you know, that you're satisfied with, you're not feeling comfortable, you're not getting enough information, whatever, get a second opinion. Don't be afraid. You're paying your money, you know, and it's your health. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Something else I came across was, and I didn't get a chance to share it with you, but I wanted to ask you, because you might know about it, about ingrown hair. What can you tell us about ingrown hairs? How does that happen, and what can you tell us about trying to get them, I guess, either removed or how not to get them or the best way to deal with it?
Okay, so if we're talking about ingrown hair in men in the scalp, men are the ones that typically have this issue when it comes to their head.
Mm-hmm.
So normally, I see a lot of those in the back mm-hmm. of their head normally. The best way to get rid of it is you probably need to see an esthetician if you're having ingrown hair issues. And then let's go to the dermatologist spectrum. So there is a condition that causes inflammatory issues in men
mm-hmm.
and women. That causes severe ingrown hairs to the point where you get cysts in the follicle. So what an ingrown hair is where the hair kind of grows into the skin instead of poking out of the skin. So women can get this in their bikini line, on their face, like the chin area, if you're having a little bit of a, hair issues there. Men are normally seen in the back of their neck, their nape area, and in their beard area. So either A, you grow your hair long, right? You grow your hair past the point of where it's not going to kind of grow back into the skin. So like you can't have a short haircut, maybe like a little fro. Or B, you are going to always have this issue when it comes to these ingrown hairs. There is a condition. I don't know what it's called. I think it starts with an H. I just became aware of this condition because of TikTok, guys. Like TikTok made me aware about, you know, made me see other people that have these issues. So they have it underneath their arms, women in their bikini areas. They have it like around their sideburns where they have inflammation. A lot of them, how they deal with it is like they change their diet. They go to a dermatologist. They go to an esthetician. They get the hair removed. They do other different types. They get laser hair removal in those areas to kind of keep it tamed. It ends up being
mm-hmm.
like a follicle issue versus a hair growth issue, and either A, or the skin kind of grows a little too thick where the hair can't break through the skin, so it just continues to grow inside of the skin. So how to prevent it is A, you might have to change your hair cutting style, you know. B, I know some of the ladies that get their hair, their underarms wax, what they end up doing is getting their hair underarms lasered off or their bikini line lasered off, which
mm-hmm.
helps the thing that it just kind of happens. If you're a person that shaves and you notice that you're getting a lot of ingrown hairs from shaving, you might have to stop doing it that way, because shaving makes it a blunt hair versus like it's coming in brand new where it comes in like really skinny. And then gently the hair follicle gets thicker as it grows. So it's one of those things that you just might have to definitely talk to your dermatologist. If you're a male and you're experiencing this in your nape area or around your ears of your head, talk to your barber about different haircuts. Like, hey, you know, this is not getting well. This is not doing well. I'm still experiencing this. This is, like, more embarrassing than anything, right? So what can I do about it? They have products there that they can do, that they can use to kind of soften the skin in the back to help you. But you have to continue using those on a regular basis, especially right after a fresh cut, right? Talk to your barber, like, are they cleaning their supplies, their tools on a regular basis so that way they don't, you know, reinfect you. So you, that's one of those things you have to have that open conversation. It's not embarrassing, ladies and gentlemen. It happens to a lot of people more than we know. And it could be an actual start to the age.
So, because, you know, when I saw this, too, I thought about, you know, sometimes you get little bumps on your scalp, and I was just wondering if that was some of that, if that was considered possibly an ingrown hair situation.
Not necessarily. If your hair is already long, right, you're less likely to have an ingrown hair situation versus someone who gets their hair cut a lot, like short, but like short. So if you have a just a normal bump on your scalp, that could be something else. It wouldn't necessarily be an ingrown.
Okay. All right. I was just curious about that, but also just curious about, you know, issues with ingrown. I have not – I've had, like, little tiny bumps from time to time, but not necessarily – didn't consider that it might be an ingrown thing until I saw this, and so I thought I would ask. I didn't know if they were related, but glad you were able to answer that question. So, and then you were talking earlier, I wanted to go back to something about dyes and stuff like that. This for the crazy people. Well, I shouldn't say that. Sorry. But for the people that like to, celebrate on the extreme, we know that this, week, is St. Patrick's Day is coming up. For those of you that are considering dyeing your hair, you might just want to consider getting a wig just because it's just a day, one day, and you don't want to necessarily do a whole lot of damage to your hair and scalp. Just a thought, just my opinion. So, anyway, if you have questions for Candace, the number is 516-387-1944. We're going to take our final break. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been two decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the Arclitex. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you?
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Good afternoon and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us. By the way, it's one of those weeks when the part of the second week and part of the third week kind of combine with each other. Later this week begins, the third Thursday. We're going to talk about if there is a cyber war, because they've been bouncing that around a little bit, a cyber war were to occur, what would that look like? We're going to have Burton Kelso kind of break that down for us on Thursday, so make sure you don't miss that. In the meantime, we are here with Candace Thomas of Be Lavish Salons in SoTo, South Downtown Orlando. And welcome back, Candace. I want to ask you, I just kind of want to mention, I guess, I noticed now that among the many products that they have on the shelf right now for hair care, that there's a product named after, since we're talking about Women's History this month and Black History last month, Madam C.J. Walker. Have you seen that?
I have not. I'm not surprised, but I have not seen it, no.
Yeah, it's a product called Madam, and I was surprised to see it. It's a whole line of products. I was just curious if you knew about it, and just thought that was kind of interesting after all of this time. Madam C.J. Walker launches a new hair care line, and I'm going to post this. This came out in Glamour magazine on Glamour.com February, so I'm going to post that. But I just thought after all of this time, I would have expected it before now, but it's interesting to see it. But, the founder's great-great-granddaughter is working with Walmart to have this hair care line that is, named in honor of the first female self-made millionaire. So one of America's first female self-made millionaires. So I just thought that was interesting. And I didn't know if you had tried any products. If anyone has tried any of the products, I would welcome some feedback because I was curious about them.
Yeah, me too. I'm curious now.
Yeah. So, speaking of that, though, there's a lot, which I'm kind of glad to see, because at one point in time there were only like one, two, or three hair care products, especially for Black women to, consider for their hair care. Now it seems like there's just a whole section of hair care products, different lines, different types of products, for hair, for curly hair, for straight hair, regular shampoo, co-washes. It's kind of a lot to cipher through. What do you suggest for someone that's trying to make good choices about their hair care?
I would suggest, because there's a lot. I think now the market is really saturated. So then you don't know where to go, where to start. If this is right, if this is not right, you don't want to invest in it, because it might not work. So my go-to rule of thumb is travel size, if there is available. A.
What?
If you travel sizes. So they have it in a travel size and a smaller size. Okay. Try that first. B, if you go to the manufacturer's Instagram, their Twitter, or their website, and then see if they have any samples. Like, write them. I've done this plenty of times where I'll write the manufacturer. I'm like, hey, I want to try your product, but I don't know if it works for me. Do you have any sample sizes or sample products that I could try? They will send it to you. Just like if mom's out there, you want to try. I did this recently with baby product. We are talking about.
That's right.
About baby skincare products, for melanated skin, right? So I decided to kind of like go to the website and I emailed them like, hey, I just want to try your product, see if it'll work. Do you have any sample sizes or any little, miniature ones that you can send me? In the packets that I can try it first before I invest. And they sent it to me, right? Like, hey, this is going to get us a new person. Send it to me. So all the thing they ask you to do is write a review. So they'll be like, yeah, we'll send it to you. You write a review about it. And then if you decide it's something that you want to do, you can patronize it. So I do know a lot of these, especially new companies that are popping up like this, don't mind doing it. There's Honeypot was one of them that I asked for a sample, and he sent me like a sample maxi pad one time, so I could try it to see if I wanted to, invest more into their product. So if it's something that you really want to try, but you're on the fence, guys, there's nothing wrong with writing them and send them emails, send them a little letter in the mail, whatever. And a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, you'd be surprised they'll send it to you. Send you a little little phone packet just to kind of see if this is something you like. So that's what I would do.
Okay. By the way, I want to share something that I just came across and I just put on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. In Kentucky, recently, bipartisan group of lawmakers approved a bill aimed to prevent hair-related discrimination at workplaces and schools. Congratulations to them. I guess they're dubbing it the Crown Act, which I guess that's been kind of going around, the Crown Act. Crown stands for Create a Respectful and Open World for Natural Hair. So anyway, they approved that bill.
Wasn't Virginia the first to do that?
What's that?
Wasn't Virginia the first one to pass that?
It could have been. They were saying here that other states such as Connecticut and Colorado have passed similar legislation. And Virginia could have been that. I don't see them listed here, but that's very possible. I think we've talked about it before. So the legislation for this one is in House Bill 31 in Kentucky. So for those of you that are from Kentucky or know people in Kentucky, you know, just may want to talk to them about staying on top of their legislators to get this, you know, bill into law. So congratulations to them. Yeah. So I appreciate it, but I'm still a little bothered that someone has to have a bill to approve me to wear my hair naturally or whatever way I want to wear my hair. I don't see a bill that has to approve pixies and ponytails and chignons and other, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, other types of styles.
I think I came across an article, and when I find it, I'll send it to you, where this company, kudos to the company, they were online, they're like a work-at-home company, and they're all, and the girl had a pretty nice big afro on the Zoom call. So one of the people that were in the 90-day probation said, oh, that's a crazy hairdo. We're allowing people here with crazy hairdo. Do you know that they fired her?
Ooh.
That day for making that comment towards the other lady. So companies are now becoming more adaptable. Even if you're not in that state, a lot of companies are supporting the Crown Act, even if it's not in that particular state. So just to let you guys know. So that's pretty awesome in its entirety as well.
Definitely. One other thing, and I'm trying to find out exactly where this is, but the Massillon Museum's Fred F. Silk Community Room Gallery, and I posted it, but I don't know exactly where it is, but they're doing a art and history of black hair exhibit through the eyes of the 21st century African American child through March 23rd. Museum admission is free and everyone is welcome. I need to find out exactly where that is. But I did post the article on the G's Power Hour Facebook page for anybody that might be near wherever this is.
I think it's in Ohio.
Okay. All right. You know, good for them. Because I could not find out exactly where it was. But they do have their website, massillonmuseum.org, and the phone number is 330-833-4061, but that is in the article, so you can get it off the G's Power Hour Facebook page. Candace Thomas, thank you so much for hanging this morning. Really appreciate it.
No problem. I always love doing it.
And thank you all for being with us. Talk tomorrow, God willing. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. Be well, be safe, be blessed, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.